Hello, hello, hello. It's Natalie Butler, and today's audio, I feel like it is the perfect timing for it, because it's going to be some a social media strategy that I think is so overrated to an extent. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because yesterday, two Facebook Live videos said that the way to grow your business, you must be doing a Facebook Live video. And I'm sorry, but I respectfully disagree with that. So I am a person where I don't like video, not just conducting a video. I don't even like watching videos. I know that seems weird, right? But I'm an audio girl. I like music. I love, 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 love music. And I love reading. I love learning. And one of the things that I love about music is because I can put the music on and I can zone into my task and zone out all distractions. So it allows me to multitask. If I am cleaning, if I'm driving, if I'm actually working on my tablet, I can put my music on and don't have to worry about anyone or anything distracting me. With a Facebook Live video, you can't do that. You have to sit there and give your complete and undivided attention. And if you are someone that is busy, hardly ever do you have the time to do that. And one thing that I noticed is you can't, it's too time consuming. You don't know when the Facebook Live is going to end. You don't know if you're going to be on there for 5 minutes or 5 hours. You really don't know. And you can't fast forward. You can't rewind just in case you missed it. So usually I will catch the replay just so I can fast forward. Then one thing that I noticed is really, really being pushed down people's throats. So I saw two Facebook Live videos yesterday, and they're like, in order to grow the business, you really have to do a Facebook Live video. And like I said, I don't think that that's true. But then at the same time, I'm getting so many notifications at the same time that my friends are going live. So now if I do want to watch it, I have to figure out who is really talking about what I want to listen to. Right now, I have to figure out which one of the 10 or 20, 30, however many friends I have that just so happen to go live at the same time. I got to figure out which one do I want to listen to, because I can't listen to them all at the same time. It's not like a TV where you can flip the channel when one commercial comes on and go to the next. Then, like I said, it doesn't allow me to multitask. So a lot of times, number one, I think this is just flat out annoying when they say press one or two or three or four if you agree. Like, no, it's annoying. Everybody is saying it now. The first person that did it, that was great. The second and third, okay, that's cool. But now that it's 100 people saying it, it's just annoying. But other than it being annoying, I literally cannot press those buttons because more than likely, I'm not even holding my phone. I'm always going to be doing something else. And then number four is it's too salesy half of the time. Like, I know you guys seen it before where some people are actually just like showcasing and they're having like a little pop-up shop on a video. It's too salesy. And if it's not actually showing the products, it's pitch after pitch after pitch, which is why Facebook now allows you to report the video while it's still recording. Do you know how much of an issue that had to be if they would literally stop the video? So when I first thought about this, I had absolutely no idea that Gary Vee felt the same way. So this is, like I said, this is the second time that I'm recording this audio. I was on Facebook and I noticed that he uploaded one of his previous blogs from about 8 months ago called The Rise of Audio Invoice. If you want to check it out, I have a link here. But like I said, he's talking more so about a numbers perspective, whereas I'm talking more so about the mindset. But hey, I think it makes perfect sense. He's talking about how it increased, and I'm talking to you about why it increased, right? So if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. That's like my little lame sense of humor. We're all allowed to have that day. But instead of getting on here and just telling you what I feel like doesn't work, I also want to provide some alternatives to you. So though I do not like Facebook Live video, I am a fan of Facebook Live audio. Reason being is because now people know that they don't have to look at the screen, so they can free up some time and do whatever it is that they want to. Number two, blog, of course, because I like to blog. I am a writer. I love writing. It's always been a passion of mine. Podcast, similar to this, just recording and talking, getting to the point. You could do a webinar if you want to teach people things. You can have a downloadable PDF or some type of cheat sheet that people opt into and give you their email address to receive. You can do a conference call. You could do a Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat story. Now, the thing about stories is, depending upon the platform, they're really, really, really brief. They're about a minute or less. So you really do have to get to the point, which is great, because if you've captured their attention for a minute, and sometimes it's really all it takes to get your point across, but now they know that it's not going to take long. Like Facebook live videos, there is an uncertainty about the time length. I've seen videos literally go on for about 3.5 hours, and like literally, it's too overwhelming for me. Or if you want to do YouTube, YouTube is also a great source. I know that they do live streaming there as well. But those are my little tips or suggestions. And I realized, like last week, I did a color code personality test, and I found out I'm the color red. So we are more so like just get to the point. But the way he explained it was just like perfect sense. So he explained it whereas a person could be speaking to you, and as a red personality, you will be looking like everywhere else. And it's no disrespect to you. It's not even to say that you're boring or you're not interesting, but it's because our mind is always focused. We're always thinking about something. We're always doing something. We're always trying to get things accomplished. And with audio, and this is my number one preferred, if you couldn't figure it out by now, with audio, it allows you to do that. So even right now with this audio, other than uploading my blog, I'm also sending out emails and I'm following up with people, but I'm doing so much at one time, and this is why I personally prefer audio. So I, like Gary said, I think that this is the wave of the future, because so many people have so many things going on. You see so many people picking up second and third jobs. So what about the people that's in commute? What about the people that's working out? I like to work out and listen to things that can help me as well. Like if it's not going to be music, I like listening to informative podcasts, and that really, really does help me. So hopefully this blog post in audio helped you all. If you felt like you had to do video and that was actually stopping you from even doing anything, think again, because you can still grow a business without Facebook Live video. Thanks so much for tuning in. You have a great day. Bye-bye.